This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Act East policy has given new energy, momentum and direction to ties with Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN countries. Speaking at the India-ASEAN summit in Vientiane, Laos, PDR yesterday, he stressed that the 21st century is the century of India and ASEAN countries. The Prime Minister said India and ASEAN countries are peace-loving nations and they respect each other's national integrity and sovereignty. Highlighting the importance of ties between India and ASEAN countries, Prime Minister Modi said that trade with the ASEAN region has almost doubled to over $130 billion in the past 10 years. He said, India has direct flight connectivity with 7 ASEAN countries and soon direct flights will start with Brunei. Meanwhile, on the sidelines of the East Asia Summit in Laos, Prime Minister Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with ASEAN leaders. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, Vice President of National Conference, Omar Abdullah was unanimously elected as a legislature party leader yesterday. After emerging as the single largest party with 42 elected MLAs, the National Conference held its legislature party meeting in Srinagar to discuss government formation with its pre-poll alliance partners, Congress and CPIM. 4 winning independent candidates also joined the National Conference during the meeting. The 2024 Nobel Prize in Literature was awarded to South Korean author Han Kang. She was honored for her intense poetic prose that confronts historical traumas and exposes the fragility of human life. The Nobel Committee at the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences made the announcement yesterday. Ms. Kang is widely known for her novel, The Vegetarian, which was written in 3 parts. According to the Nobel Committee, she is the first South Korean writer to win the award. The Union Education Ministry yesterday organized a national online workshop on mental health and cybersecurity on World Health Mental Health Day. Speaking at the occasion, Professor in the Psychiatry Department at All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi, Dr. Rajesh Sagar, provided valuable insights into prevalent mental health issues such as stress, anxiety and depression. He emphasized that around 50% of mental health disorders emerge before the age of 14. Dr. Sagar identified common stresses including academic pressure, parental conflicts and bullying. During the workshop, he shared effective coping strategies such as deep breathing and cognitive restructuring to foster a happier childhood. In another session, Deputy Commissioner of Police at Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Center, Dr. Rashmi Sharma Yadav, has highlighted the importance of cyber hygiene and security for children. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has extended his greetings and best wishes to the people on the eve of auspicious occasion of Durga Puja. In a message, the Lieutenant Governor said that Durga Puja represents a triumph of good over evil and marks the hope for a bright future. He said Ma Durga is the epitome of Shakti and prayed that Ma Durga guides us on the path of righteousness so that we can lead a pious, virtuous and noble life. He also prayed that this festival strengthen the bonds of brotherhood and bless us all with health, happiness and prosperity. Spain's tennis legend Rafael Nadal, a 22-time Grand Slam singles champion, has announced his retirement from professional tennis. He shared the news through a video on social media expressing his gratitude to the support throughout his career. Nadal's final tournament will be the Davis Cup Finals this November in Malaga, marking a fitting conclusion to his illustrious journey. Nadal has a total of 92 ATP singles titles to his name, including 36 Masters titles as well as an Olympic gold medal. He also holds a unique record of being one of the 3 men in tennis history to complete the career Golden Slam in singles. He won his last Roland Garros title in 2022 and left the Paris clay with a jaw-dropping 112-4 win-loss record. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.